You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
At the count of three, imagine yourself in your ideal place of relaxation. One, two, three.
Spit in your ear.
On C.
And this is IET.
R.
Everyone, and welcome to Spit in Your Ear, aka the Music Collective, here at CITR 101.9 FM. This is your host, Lana Ladke, and today I am joined by a gorgeous new member here at the Music Collective. So everyone say hi to Juliet.
Yeah.
Some fun noises in there.
Hi, I'm Juliet Ellis. This is my first time participating in any CITR production, and I'm super stoked to be here finally after 5 years of wanting to get involved. Finally buckled down to do it.
Yeah, I feel like I was actually giving a training today, and one of the girls in the training was saying she'd been trying to get involved with CITR for so long, and then it finally happened. I think everyone, like, after the year we've had, we just all want to take everything and do it all.
Of course. And yeah
it's like, right,
what's the point of delaying things you want to do if
exactly
the possibility of being locked inside your home for a year and a half?
Yeah,
just go out and do it.
It's a shame that it took an entire, you know, like, worldwide disaster to get us to realize, but it's fine, we're here now.
thriving. Sometimes that's what it takes.
Exactly. Sometimes all it takes is a pandemic. So yeah, this is a really exciting episode because it's also my first time hosting the Music Collective. Yay!
Yeah!
thank you. So yeah, this is our first episode of the academic year, and very exciting. So because, I mean, this may be our first episode, but it is, we are very, very, very well into the first semester. So, you know, what better theme than motivation? You know, it's that time of the year, it's that time of the semester, we're all freaking out. Midterms aren't over for everyone, guys. So,
no.
Yeah, and even if they are, don't worry, because finals are coming up in like less than 2 weeks. So
it's,
I think,
final
we
push.
Can all use a little boost, right?
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. We're nearly there. The end is in sight, but we really need to put our best foot forward for this.
Yeah,
last
we really
stretch.
Do. And for
I...
that to happen, we are here to support you with some really good picks for today. And we're gonna, you know, just have a little discussion about motivation, maybe give some tips. Not sure I'm the expert to be giving those out, but maybe Juliet will have more to say than I do.
We'll see. I'll give it a noodle.
Yeah, well, same here. So maybe our listeners can give us some tips while we play the music. So yeah, for me, I find that motivation kind of like comes in spikes. I don't know about you, but it just feels like when it does come, it's like this huge surge, and then it can get completely derailed by this tiniest thing, and then everything just feels so hopeless and devastating.
Absolutely.
Right.
No, that definitely resonates with me. I think that motivation and like inspiration and the will to do anything comes seemingly out of nowhere for me. And I'm like, I can accomplish everything. This to-do list is about to get crushed. I'm going to get ahead on work. Phenomenal. And then that also, that motivation also just sort of disappears on a whim. And then you just got to wait, or you listen to some good motivating music that'll inspire you to
good segue there. So speaking of motivating music, we are about to play the first song for today. So this is actually a suggestion from Juliet. Juliet, would you like to introduce your first song?
Sure. Beautiful. Well, then I'm going to start us off with Like I Used To by Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen. This has been in my heavy rotation all term. I find it just like euphoric, really cathartic, just absolutely what I need to listen to get my day started. I listen to it almost every day on my commute. And it's a great tune. Thank you, Angel. Thank you, Sharon, for this contribution. You are getting me through my final term.
Stay, sail the past, fall away.
This is Juliet at Spit in Your Ear, and you've just listened to Like I Used To by Angel Olsen and Sharon Van Etten. Lana, what did you think? Are you motivated?
I think I am. You caught me off guard.
I'm so sorry.
That's us threatening our listeners to be motivated after every song that we play.
Hey, you there listening. Are you motivated?
Yeah, as we were saying, they're such a great duo. On their own, they're so powerful. And normally they're not, we were talking about this before we started the episode, but Juliet and I both have very somber playlists generally. So it was actually quite hard to find stuff that fit today's theme. And normally when I think of, you know, Angel Olsen and Sharon Van Etten, motivation isn't really the first thing that comes to mind, right?
No, it's all like existential dread and heartbreak and like general misery.
Yeah.
But I think that's one of the things that makes this song so powerful to me is that like it deals with a lot of these same themes that I think appear in particularly Sharon Van Etten's music, of like disenchantment with like adulthood and like loss of youth or whatever, but it takes it and puts it in such a more positive context of like reclaiming your youth and like re-experiencing things that gave you joy when you were younger and really appreciating the simplicity of some of those things. And so I think it's a beautiful sentiment and like a nice motivating way to get out of, I think, kind of negative headspaces that I certainly find myself in pretty often as an adult. I'm like, I have to go to work now and like do school, where I just want to like wear a pretty dress and braid my friend's hair.
I know. Yeah, exactly. It's like for 17, and the album cover is so fitting for like, it's such a messy album cover, but it works.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think sometimes you kind of have to remove yourself from this situation and like just treat it as a bit, you know?
Like in life?
Yeah, like in life sometimes you just got to treat it as a bit. And, you know, everything just feels better because you don't take it as seriously. And
you're absolutely right.
Because you're like, okay, well, is it really that deep? You know, do I really have to worry that much about this stupid little thing? So
totally.
I don't know. Yeah, you gotta make light of this situation sometimes. And yeah, this song, I mean, not comparing them to Morrissey, not comparing them to the Smiths.
However, oh, no.
The premise of, you know, like making a mockery out of really dreadful existential situations is pretty, it just reminds me of them lyrically.
Totally.
So, you know, we were saying it's hard to find uplifting, motivating music, but sometimes it doesn't always have to be that uplifting and explicitly cheerful. Sometimes you just need to, you know, find something that resonates with you, and then that just pushes you forward, right?
Absolutely.
The songs that I picked for today are more, I think they're pretty light. One of them is a great song by Kay Tronada. So shout out Montreal. He's a great DJ, great producer. And this song is called Together, featuring Aluna George and Goldlink. It's actually in my running playlist, which is weird because normally I enjoy having really, you know, hardcore, high BPM songs to get me going. But, you know, this song, despite it being very mellow and ambient, it's still the right amount just to kind of kickstart everything. So it's a good song to get motivated. It's hard to let it go, let it fall away, you never know. It seems so much more, so intense, so you never find a way to forget, to be unconditional. We don't
Porsche green at your mama house. Getting money, the root of your mama house. Mama need food and mama, she came for her future spouse. How do I do the things that I do when your mama blow? Only the baby daddy, your daddy ain't grown enough. I'm watching my baby grow up alone in her mama house. Just too busy writing these rhymes, I'm never lying in rhymes. I'm rhyming harder and harder while flipping niggas for times. Ain't she better than my exes? Pistol flapping, gun toting, love making heaven. Still be ending up and hope that I make it to heaven. Seven matches, seven, and my mama came a reverend. And my mama house a sanctuary. I got new goals, got new wishes. Be a better brother, start calling my women bitches. Red gold, green gold, gang do it right. And we never do it wrong, praying that we see them the day.
Together by K-Tronada featuring Aluna George and Gold Link.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi.
Hello. From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
So we have a few other songs lined up for today as well.
I thought that it'd be fun if we gave a listen to another Montreal-based artist. So we're going to give One in a Forever a listen with Joyride. Wind in your hair.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Juliet, and you just listened to Joyride by Winona Forever. I feel really motivated now. Yeah. That I feel motivated to just like be in a good mood and like laze around my house. Go for a joyride, maybe go for a drive.
Exactly. It motivates you to be in a good mood.
Absolutely. And we have beautiful sunny weather today. I could just see if I had a car, I would drive around.
We didn't even talk about that yet. That's like such a key, thing.
It's huge.
Yeah. That's like literally the elephant, like the mammoth in the room. And we didn't even address it.
Number one motivating factor, the weather. The sun came out today and I actually did my work my break between classes.
Pathetic fallacy is real. It's so real. it's crazy. I also like, same here. I had so much kind of admin stuff to do, and I had to go into one of my labs and like take a reading for something that I couldn't do in the previous lab. And I was like, oh, I can't believe I have to go like outside lab hours. But you know what? I was so happy to. I was walking in the sun and I was walking into my lab and it was all like quiet, and I felt really great being there like after hours. And if it had been raining and disgusting and dark, it would not have been the same experience.
No, absolutely not. You can be doing like the worst task you can conceive of, and if the weather is nice, it's gonna be a bit more bearable.
It's so funny, we always get like one kind of token day of sun a week. Every single Friday without fail we get sun, and it's kind of weird, but it's not complaining.
I'm not complaining either. I think Friday's a really good day for there to be sun.
I know, it's perfect, but it's also kind of weird.
But today is Tuesday and we got sun.
I know. So now they're
gonna happen. Is there no sun Friday?
Exactly. Now Tuesday's the new Sunday. We had sun last Tuesday as well. This is weird.
The trend is changing. Okay, well that means if we're not gonna have sun Friday, then we probably need to find other ways to motivate ourselves.
Yeah.
So
what better way? The song isn't super similar to Joyride, although it is kind of groovy. I feel like Joyride is more of a, you know, motivate you to have a good time. This one too, I guess. But it is, again, a little bit more mellow. It's called Can't Stop the Groove by Shway. Is it Shway or I don't know. I've heard some
people. I've always heard it Shway. So if it's Shui, then I've learned something transformative.
I always said Shway as well, and then recently someone at the station, actually they pronounced it Shui, and I was like, wait, have I been doing it wrong this whole time?
I think it's Shway for a couple of reasons. One of my friends who's like from Vancouver said that she's been like going to their shows since high school, so I trust that she somewhere along the way has heard it pronounced right. And then also they post like memes on their Instagram that rhyme with like Shway. So I feel like it has to be that.
Okay, awesome. Well, but if I'm leading you astray, everyone,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry if I'm lying to you right now.
I forgot who said Shui, but yeah, that makes so much more sense. Anyway, I love this song. It is very groovy. Can't Stop the Groove is just the right name for it. And it's very lo-fi ambient, but it has a nice little funk to it. So it's impossible not to feel uplifted listening to it.
Get home, 'cause we're moving in, coming in high in the spruce cabin. Say what you want, but my style's fresh to me. Straight off the rack, and it only costs a toonie. See me on the drop with my girls, we chillin'. See me in the club with my boys, how feeling? We walking in, we not paying, we do our thing in voicemailing. Yeah, can't stop the groove in my body.
it up. Knees wobble in the city deep. What a funk.
We different, yeah, we different. We is something that is in. Take off the cool and listen. Shake your body and let your heart listen. Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah. We ain't stop the groove in my body. Got that, oh.
Spit in your ear, and you just listened to Can't Stop the Groove by Shway. We just had a full on, not even debate, we came to the conclusion, a very well-researched conclusion, that the band name is indeed pronounced Shway and not Shui.
But if we're wrong, do phone in. This is a pre-recorded episode, but do phone in and let us know.
Yeah, that we've got phone it wrong. In spirit. Hopefully we'll get it for next time. Great. It's a great song. It reminds me a lot of Winona Forever.
Totally.
Right. Well,
they played a show together recently. I think it was at the Fox. The lineup was the
Sprouts. Yes, that's true.
Winona Forever and Book Club and Shway. I tried to go. They sold out. But I'm not surprised that they were on the same bill, that their sounds are definitely super compatible. I almost put Can't Stop the Groove in my list of songs to play today. So
no
we're
way.
Really on the
we
same
are, We are this. Crazy. We are crazy.
So crazy. It's a really good tune. That was a great choice. I'm so glad you picked it.
Oh, my God, thank you. I'm so glad you picked Joyride.
Look at us.
You know, you didn't pick Can't Stop the Groove, but you picked It's Perfect Compliment. So,
oh my God.
There we go.
Shway and Winona Forever can go on a joyride together.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, phenomenal.
Going on a joyride together. That's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about.
This is a really corny transition, if you will, but that actually reminds me, another song that I picked for today is called Trying by Vancouver's very own Peach Pyramid. And I, in general, whenever I listen to Peach Pyramid, I just feel like I'm in this really cute and wholesome coming of age montage. And I don't know, when you said going on a joyride together, that's exactly how I feel when I listen to Peach Pyramid. I feel like I'm, you know, being shot on film for this cute little montage. And as we were talking about earlier, sometimes you just gotta imagine really cute situations that will just get you going through the day, right?
You gotta romanticize your life. You gotta imagine somebody's back there with some Super 8 just filming you doing everything.
Yeah, these TikTok teens are like up to something.
They have it figured out. They know how to motivate.
We need to listen to them more often.
They have some wisdom to impart onto us, for sure. They're very wise. They're self-motivated. They're romanticizing their lives.
They know how to inspire you. Sometimes it just makes you feel really bad about yourself. But, you know, sometimes I'm not sure whether their goal really is to motivate other people, but
You're right. You're right. But this is the motivation episode. So but we can't have that attitude.
This is the motivation episode. So it's all about perspective, guys.
Absolutely.
This is such a classic 2020 discourse when everyone was kind of just realizing things about life.
People were introspecting for the first time ever.
For the first time ever. Exactly. Because nobody had ever had a thought before 2020.
No original thoughts.
No original. No thoughts at all.
At all. Yeah. At all.
And then suddenly we all discovered like life.
Thinking. Right? We discovered thoughts in 2020.
We discovered thoughts and we decided to have more of them.
And now we can't stop. The only time I stop thinking is when I'm listening to music. And
yeah.
For that, I am grateful.
So let's get everyone to stop thinking for a moment. And here is Trying by Peach Pyramid. Listen to Trying by Peach Pyramid.
Is Peach Pyramid and Peach Pit, are they both from Vancouver?
Yeah, they are.
Incredible.
I know, right?
Love peaches in this province.
I know, and it's so funny because I can't find them anywhere now and I would really love to bite into a peach.
I was telling somebody today that peaches are in my top three fruit.
You're so they're, right.
They're one of the best. They're one of the best.
Do they give you like an itchy mouth?
I think you might be allergic to peaches. Like,
do they make you like stop breathing and like...
You ever have a peach and go into anaphylactic shock?
Yeah.
No, just me?
That's crazy.
It's just you, Anna. I'm sorry.
No. I hate to break it to you, but...
I hate to break it to you, but peaches have never made my mouth feel itchy.
Really? Not even like a tiny bit. Really? No,
really?
I don't think I'm allergic to them because I know lots of people with the same kind of reaction.
Okay.
So
maybe I'm the one with a problem. If I'm not reacting.
You react normally to fruit. That's like really weird. You should get that checked.
I should. Get some allergy testing done. I don't think I'm allergic to peaches. Is that wrong?
Reverse allergy testing. I'm not like other girls. I'm not allergic.
I'm not allergic to peaches. Nor am I allergic to Peach Pyramid.
Whoa.
And crying. Do you like these segues? I feel like
they're great.
Really heavy-handed and not subtle at all.
Just gotta hand it out on a silver platter.
Start off your new year with a new skill. This spring, Emily Carr University's Continuing Studies is proud to offer courses and workshops online and in person. Choose from over 100 courses, from weekend workshops designed for beginners to skills-focused certificate programs. Whether you're seeking an artistic outlet or looking to add to your professional skill toolkit, Emily Carr has you covered. From painting to print media, industrial design to web design, there's something for everyone. Find your fit at ecuad.ca/cs. Register now and commit to your creative future.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
So the next motivation-inspiring song that I have selected for today is David Byrne's Strange Overtones. And I think that what makes this song so, I think energizing is really the word that I'd use for it. What makes it so energizing to me is the bass line. I think it goes crazy, goes stupid. It gets stuck in my head all the time. It's like a little earworm. I just think about it and like kind of bounce around a little and it gets my heart rate going. And I just really, really love it so much. It's been one of my favorite songs this year. And I wanted to share it with the people so we could all revel in the bass line together.
I think bass is such an underrated part of, you know, any song. It really does rev you up. I love it when they're featured and...
Absolutely. Because usually they just sort of like fill in the sound of a song and that's really essential and it's important. And I think that's, as you were saying, like what makes it kind of underrated is that usually it is a more understated part of like the mix. But I love songs that really highlight it, like Strange Overtones.
Thank you.
Really great baseline. Actually, talking about, you know, getting motivated and all these like beats per minute, I find that good baselines are also really helpful in workout playlists, because the bass is something you actually feel when you listen to it. You literally resonate with it. Totally. And it's just, you know, it's like fun when you can actually feel the music, or like when you put your hand against the speaker and you can feel it. It's really exciting. It's an exciting experience.
Yeah, it is an exciting experience. And I think what also makes it like so helpful with working out, I think, is how it helps pace you, right? Because you have this like...
Exactly. Literally the baseline.
This timepiece. Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally the baseline.
It sure is. We just did something.
We just, crazy. Guys, we just had a thought.
Thank you, 2020.
Yeah, thank you, 2020, for introducing thoughts. not the original kind, but
just thoughts. Just thoughts.
Plain old thoughts.
We'll get to original thoughts after the next pandemic.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Yeah, no original thoughts here, just
baselines and vibes.
Yeah, just baselines and vibes. We are thought and vibe enjoyers, that's what we are. So this next song is by Cartel Madras, and I guess in general, their music is, I wouldn't say bass heavy, but it's definitely not, it's not perky music, if that makes sense. But this next song is called Working by Cartel Madras, and hopefully it gets you all, you know, in a kickstarting mood to actually get working. we will talk more about it after we listen to it.
Ass so wicky and titties on perfect face like a kitty, you know when a bitch worth it. Cinnamon honey with the lips on a verdict. You talk a little bit too much, lurking. Swerve that Saturday night with the permit. I got big plans, you know when a bitch working. You know when a bitch working, 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 working. Don't know what to order cause they don't know what I'm serving. Don't know what to look for, didn't know they were searching. Bad brown bitches and we come with a sterling. Today on the track and it got your toes curling. Make my eyes lock when the beat drops, cutie. Got the hips pop, big rocks on duty. We got the lips locked with the smoke on a doobie. You got a big belt, nice ass and some Gucci. Got a big thick bag and you move it real slow. A slick raincoat and a bitch bandeau. Snap my right hand just to keep you on the flow. Telling all my money's gonna lie real low. I smell like cream and I look like big chrome. Slick dream talk you into coming to my home. Covered up my sheets with glitter and rhinestones. Add him to my fleet if he makes a backbone.
Hello. Hey, I've been here for like 20 minutes. Where are you? No, no, no. Just come to the back. Just come to the back. We'll let you in. Yeah, yeah. We got like so much booze. It's fine. It's fine. Just like tell them you're with Cartel.
Boy, you gotta eat with beat and in tone. Eat you like a sweet. I'll eat your jawbone. With my teeth, it's sharp and shine though. They're looking like a dream, I'll take the combo. Move like you're flush when you roll with a smooth bitch. We looking plush, it's just how we market.
Are you like sponsor?
Like, yeah, I'm an artist.
Got big plans, you know when a bitch working.
I got big plans, you know when a bitch working. You know when a bitch working. I got big plans, you know when a bitch working. Working, working, working. I got big plans, you know when a bitch working. You know when a bitch working. I got big plans, you know when a bitch working. Trying to stack bands, come on, let me see it twerking. Look me in the eyes, come on, let me get some work in. Work a new drug and I feel like a virgin. Madonna playing all night, ass take curving. While I'm on a dime, I be looking for a sub. Cartel, honey, spin a bus to the club. Double red, solo topped up with the mud. Honey, spill it double when I run through the cut.
No, 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 get Young Kamaji on the phone, get him on the phone. Yeah, she was just talking shit about him in front of me. Yeah. No, she's a huge bitch, like,
finish on my nails on a rest day. Premium, Beaujolais, yeah, on my best day. Living real lush, premium, fantasy. Looking so luxe when I come, so pressing. Flush with the red of a blue, show my lipstick. Think I'm sweet and cold, cause that bitch fucking cryptic. Pretty like a pain, tryna pack me in a triptych. Boy, you can't do shit with that. I got big pens, you know when a bitch working. You know when a bitch working. I got big pens, you know when a bitch working. Working, 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 working. I got big pens, you know when a bitch working. You know when a bitch working. I got big pens.
So that was Working by Cartel Madras. Need I say more? Wasn't that...
That was amazing. Cartel Madras rules.
Right? I just love, like, walking to it. It has such a good cadence, right?
And totally.
Then, and the drums, the drum track is great. It's very heroin chic.
Absolutely. I felt like listening to it, like I was meant to be on a catwalk.
Right?
Like it has like Fashion Week energy, flashing
really...
lights, a crowd, and
exactly.
You're just like stepping out in the best fit and
I know.
Kick some ass.
Yeah, and I just love the drum track in it. It's so crunchy, if that makes sense.
Absolutely does. Crunchy is an incredible adjective.
Yeah, it's
that.
So crunchy, and it just makes me feel like, as you were saying, like I'm just strutting on a catwalk.
While we are listening to this song, I added it to my motivation playlist. Like it made me feel like I could conquer the world. I'm gonna listen to this every time I need to self-motivate to, like, well, in the near future, write papers and things, given that we're coming up on final season.
In the near future being, like, right after this,
like,
episode.
As soon as we stop recording, I'm going to listen to it and then find it in me to write a paper.
Well, I'm so glad you liked it. I love this song. And I love songs in general with really crunchy drum tracks. They really make me feel like I'm the redacted. not sure
you
what
You are
time.
The redacted.
We are all the redacted.
We are all the redacted at Spit in Your Ear.
Spit in Your Ear is the redacted. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Incredible.
So that wraps it up for our music for today. We hope that we got you all motivated and we hope that you all feel like you are the redacted. And... Stream Working by Cartel Madras. Stream all of the songs you've listened to today. They are great motivational songs. depending on, you know, what your definition of motivation is.
Depending on what you need to motivate for.
Yes, exactly. Or maybe you just want something good to listen to and you really don't care about getting motivated. That's also totally fine. You're just allow it or whatever. It's fine. That being said, thank you all for tuning in here into Spit in Your Ear, also known as the Music Collective. Formerly known as the Music Collective
here at CITR. Artist formerly known as
101.9 FM. And we will see you next episode.